Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com or leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397. On tonight's show, our 10th episode extravaganza, Poo Dollars and Southside Gays.
Start from the top.
Yeah.
Am I starting from the top?
You're the closest one to be. Oh no, wait. You're a top now, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Ain't you?
Mm-hmm. That's a top.
It's so hard to imagine.
I'm a versatile bottom.
Okay.
Versatile.
What's versatile bottom? Shouldn't you just be versatile?
No, it means that I primarily bottom. If I do that, I don't do that though.
As gay men, we're not happy unless we're able to label and slice and dice people into a number of categories. So it's a continuum.
Should get a pivot table.
You have bottom, versatile bottom, versatile top, and then top.
It's kind of like the merit matrix at work. We have consistently exceeds, meets often exceeds, consistently meets, inconsistently meets, does not meet.
Fuck up.
Those people should be fired.
No, we should put them on performance plan and then fire them.
It's an improvement plan. Performance plan is what you do to set your goals for the next year.
Oh, that's right. That's why I'm on an improvement plan.
You're on an improvement plan?
No, I'm not on an improvement plan.
Anymore.
Oh. Have you ever considered a personal improvement plan?
No.
I could give you some input on that.
Could you?
Yeah.
Could you really?
I love you, John.
Rub him.
I love you.
There's my forearm. Enjoy.
So this is our 10th episode. Isn't that anticlimactic?
Well, it's important to a lot of people to have these sort of demarcations, but I don't know that it really matters for 10 podcasts. I mean, as was mentioned earlier, 10 weeks is a long time to be doing this sort of thing. But at the same point, it's only 10 weeks out of a year. You know,
out of a lifetime.
Is this the paper anniversary or is this the aluminum foil one?
Rubies.
Actually, I think it's the pop filter anniversary.
It is. We are using our brand new pop filters for the very first time.
Puff guards.
Or as John likes to say, puff guards.
They stop the pop and the puff.
There's no puffing here.
H&R, was it H&R puffing stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I liked them after school specials.
I was a latchkey kid.
Were you?
I was.
Did you wear a key anywhere on your body?
No, I latched onto it and I used it to open my door.
I was a teen pregnancy.
No, you weren't.
No, I'm not really. I mean, I was going with the after school special theme.
Oh,
there goes the puff guard.
Good thing Dina. I didn't use a P or a B just then because Ooh. I moved my filter.
Who moved my filter?
Who moved my cheese?
Who cut my cheese?
Oh, girl. Oh, I knew there was
John.
I can usually be blamed for that.
That would be John. We have also learned this past week that no one can tell the difference between John and I. This is Justin.
This is John.
This is Justin.
This is John.
Justin.
John.
Justin.
John.
Justin.
Justin.
Dina.
Damn it, Donna.
That's John yelling at his mom in his dad's voice.
Shit, Donna! Every time they go driving, and this is most humorous if you're driving behind them, because you can see when my mom has hit that breaking point with my dad, he'll throw his arms up to either side of him in an awkward jerky motion.
Herky-jerky?
Herky-jerky and turkey-jerky. That's good stuff.
Set it and forget it.
But he'll throw his arms up in this jerky motion, and if you were in the car, you would hear him go, "Shit, Donna, I don't know." But from driving behind him, it's just arms up in the air, but you can envision and imagine hearing him say those words.
Yeah, your parents are such creatures of habit that it's almost like Mystery Science Theater when you're with, well, when you're in the vicinity but you can't hear them. Because you can improvise the dialogue, and you're probably going to be pretty accurate.
Right. Because they have only a few. Well, they're like us. They have trigger
Well, they're
words.
Old married people.
Right.
That's what happens.
Like us.
Shit, Donna, I don't know. Every time. Every time they drive.
Nasan? Nasan? And it comes with a hand gesture. Yeah. He's a very funny man, though.
Now, I know my parents so well that one time when I was in high school, I was the passenger to my dad. He was driving. Obviously, I was the passenger. But I was the passenger, and we were approaching an intersection in Quincy, and the light was fully green. But I had watched my mom so much when I was growing up that if the light was going to turn red and it was yellow, my mom would go, "Bill, it's..." And then say either red or yellow. So it would be, "Bill, it's red. Bill, it's yellow." And whether my dad, you know, my dad is an aware driver. He knows what the stoplight is. So he didn't really need to be told that. Well, I had picked up on this so much that this one particular time when we were driving, I went, "Bill, it's green." And my dad slammed on the brake.
Pavlovian response.
Did he slap you afterwards?
He was really pissed, but then he's like, "You son of a bitch." And I think he meant it. Because
you know. He was really mad at your mom.
Don't talk about mom like that.
He was mad at mom. Oh, good times.
Great times. Well, I am Dina. I mean, I've got no one to be confused with, so I guess you'll remember who I am because I'm the girl, the token girl. I'm the one with the biggest boobs at the table.
Big boobies, and they are big.
They're abundant.
Titties and boobies.
Boobies and titties and pussy and more.
From the law offices of boobies, titties, pussy, and more.
Have you been injured in a sex act?
Mesothelioma.
James Sokolov. Oh, local humor. Oh. So today is probably the first time that it actually kind of felt cold, which makes me feel good because I am looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm going with John to his parents' house. Should be interesting. I'm not going to my own parents for the first time in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've never enjoyed the holidays with your parents.
No, not at all. And when I go to my parents, it's show up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, be done by, well, show up, eat, be done by 2:30, and watch my dad fall asleep into a drunken stupor. Then, you know, by 3 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I'm gone, and go home and take a shower and rid yourself from the cat dander and the cigarette smoke.
I'm voting for Harry Pat Dander.
Sad part is their cat's been dead for about a year and a half now. They euthanized the little bitch.
And you're still covered in hair when you
leave?
Well,
now they have a dog, which I bought them, but my mom needed some companionship. So
apparently your dad wasn't enough.
Why does this sound like a bad Craigslist ad?
It's not. She's just, you know, doesn't work and needed to have a reason to go out during the day. Otherwise, she'd stay in her jammies.
Somebody to come and lick her face.
Well, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Anymore.
But I also look forward to Christmas, which, you know, I am an atheist. So everyone says, put the Christ back in Christmas. I'm like, give me the smus. Okay. I'll take the smus part out of Christmas.
As long as the smus is where the presents is.
That's right. And I hate shopping, but this year, for some reason, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, good, because I'm going to forward you my Amazon wish list.
Forward it? I've looked it up several times.
I'll update it.
Okay, because the last thing I saw on there was actually for your nephew, probably circa 2002.
Oh, that was like the Tigger bounce along,
yeah, that
or something.
And a book, like a business book about like how to influence people or some bullshit. And I'm like,
how to control people's minds. Get them to do exactly what you want with condoms.
To get them to buy everything off of this wish list. Requested one, received zero. Didn't read the book, did you? But yeah, I'm well aware that you have a wish list. I do check it periodically.
Well, I'll update it for you.
That's fantastic.
I think, Dina, we should set a rule. This is Justin, by the way. I think we should set a rule. Let's spend no more than $600 on each other.
You go right ahead.
That's sanity, really.
We have to end it.
Reasonable.
I mean,
Stop the insanity? Susan Powder.
I wouldn't mind getting her book for Christmas. And her haircut.
You've got her haircut.
Oh, that's true. Lesbian.
lesbian. She's no lesbian. Just because a woman is masculine and has a short haircut and licks some pussy doesn't make her a lesbian.
Hey, what does Jodie Foster have to do with any of this?
She's got kids. Keep it clean.
That's right, because none of the gay people out there have children.
And they're not married, and they're not in fraternities. That's for sure. If you're looking for straight men, just
stay Guitar away from Center. The fraternities. That's where you really need to go.
Well, speaking of holidays, you visiting at Thanksgiving will make my parents very happy.
Because I'm the adopted daughter they've never had. They have a daughter. No, she's just not as much fun as me.
When my parents send me things pertaining to Dina, they call her daughter-in-law because, you know, she has been a perennial hangout with me for several years now.
It was a big deal, though, because, like, his dad took to me really easily because he's low maintenance.
Did he touch you?
Not yet.
Show us on the dolly where he touched you.
Show us where the bad man touched you.
But his mom, who is not an overtly friendly woman, it took her several years to get used to me and my sense of humor. And I was also given a strict list of things we don't discuss in front of Donna.
Oh.
When the very first time that Dina...
That's John speaking.
Met.
Even though he said
I apologize. Justin's this is John phrase. Speaking. The very first time that Dina met Donna, I gave Dina this list. And every time she'd do something that
for
was...
Months out, for preparation. Months in preparation.
Outside of the list, I would go, that's something we don't want to do in front of Donna. And she was good on. She held to her word on that one.
I didn't embarrass you for several years in front of your parents.
That's true. Not for several years. But my mom has warmed up to you. She likes you now.
She do. It takes her a while. She's kind of like a slow cooker, if you will. And his dad's more like a microwave. Zip, zam, zoom. Beep, 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 beep.
Dad,
beep.
You can do after work. Mom, you got to put it in before work. It'll be ready by the time you get home. That's a crock pot.
Oh, I got you with your rival crock pot. Two crock pots went to a fight. Rival crock pot.
Ultimate fighting championship. You know, John has taken to watching UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Why?
I don't know. I kind of do know. It's because they're big men and they're in scantily clothed and... He kind of likes big, dumb brutes, which I don't think that I'm a brute, but I'm kind of big and dumb.
Well.
Agreed.
Yes, Justin.
I don't think you're big and dumb, John.
Which one?
How can you not think I'm big and dumb, Justin?
Because I'm your friend and I lie to you.
Do you want to rub my forearm now?
Love you.
Thanks.
I don't know. I have nothing to add to that. It's pretty damn funny.
No, but he does watch the Ultimate.
He does.
He does watch a little bit of the wrestling.
Wrestling.
And he's kind of dragged me into it, and I'll watch it every once in a while. Like, I watched the episode where they were all in their tidy whities, and I watched... Ooh. I didn't watch the episode where they mud wrestled. But, you know, this is supposed to be for very macho men and for rednecks, but it's awfully gay. I mean...
Everything's gay if you want it to be.
No, wrestling is pretty gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching this Ultimate
Fighting Championship.
Jesus!
Yes.
I'm so disgusted with both of you right now.
And, I mean, you know what? It's not just the fighting and the wrestling that's gay, but, you know, this whole reality show, they're, like, training, and they're constantly taking each other's clothes off, and they're, like, touching each other and rubbing each other. If there's not some hot cock sucking going on at night, then I'd be awfully surprised.
Who did you like best on there?
I don't remember their names.
Thank you. Next topic, please.
Okay.
Hello. I just, it's not something that I think our listeners will appreciate.
I bet if they watched it, they'll appreciate it.
I certainly appreciated it.
And by appreciate, do you mean you got ready for bed to it?
Well, you know, on the topic of things that are gay but not stereotypically gay, I went to John's parents on Sunday. And
your
as
boyfriend, John?
My boyfriend, John, excuse me. John
because
and John.
Your name is John.
Because that's confusing. They
facts is facts.
Facsimiles
parts
is
parts. John and I went to town. He's from a south suburb, and... for those of you that aren't in the Chicago, greater Chicago Metroland area. The South Suburb. I don't know. I've gotten used to the South Suburbs. Some of them are actually pretty and some of them are nice. It's just they're different than the rest of the suburbs. And I don't really know how to explain that. But there's a lot of people from the South Suburbs who my gaydar goes off on. And John is like, no, that's just South Side. And I'll take his word for it. But I finally did see a South Side gay on Sunday. And
they're beautiful this time of year.
Oh, their colors are changing.
They ain't keeping that rainbow.
Well, the only way we knew it was a Southside gay is because he had the equal sign on his bumper.
HRC.
HRC. And when we drove by, he had a mullet. I mean, it was a young guy, and I'm talking like 23. Mm-hmm. And he was fairly...
I could look just as like,
it's just something to hold on to.
He's fairly attractive.
A pair of scissors in 4 minutes, and it'd be taken care of.
But he had a mullet, and he was driving, I think, like a Nissan Sentra or something from 87 or something. But it was a little surprising to finally see a Southside gay in his native habitat.
That's what John is when you're visiting with him at his parents' house.
I know, but John just doesn't seem like other gay guys. He does have some fashion.
You be
sense.
The judge. If you'd like to cast your vote as to why that might be the case, send us an email.
Are you saying that I've been clouded by rose-colored glasses?
No.
Give it up for rose-colored glasses.
She's a hyphenator. She got married to Mr. Glasses.
Hyphenator.
Hydrangea. Oh. Hyperbola, come on. Justin,
that
was your
turn. That was going to be mine.
Of course it was.
No, it was. Hyperbole. That's what I was going to say.
That's different, though.
Hyperbole.
That's a gross exaggeration saying Parabola. that was mine. Parabola?
I got two. They're small.
Ebola. I got my Ebola online. It's at Ebola.com.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
What do you got for us, John? Well, we've got some printouts here.
I sure do. I got a Craigslist item for Flip Chick at Office Depot, M4W.
Ooh.
And the opening, the one that the man sent is, I was buying an iPod mini and was with my sister.
This is old.
So I couldn't step to you. You've read this one?
No, iPod mini. You've dated yourself.
Oh, but it's only from September.
Just say Nano. It'll seem fresher.
Right.
I was buying an iPod Nano and was with my sister.
Was it black?
Black
or
one
white?
Or a white one?
Black.
Oh. Black 2 gig crack. Or 4 gig?
Would you shut up? You're pushing John over the edge. John talks in the third person like Bob Dole. I was buying an iPod mini and was with my sister, so I couldn't step to you.
Viagra.
I came in and just to talk to you, but you were sort of engrossed with customers, but I felt so indescribably drawn to you. I was the tall, black, spiky-haired guy with Angelina Jolie's lips and deadly-looking coffee-colored eyes. I'm going to seduce you like you've never been seduced. This is in or around Chicago. R.E., Flip Chick at Office Depot. And her response to this was, ah ha ha, yeah. I was the tall, black, spiky-haired guy with Angelina Jolie's lips and deadly-looking coffee-colored eyes. You think an awful lot of yourself. One of the coolest places to seduce chicks is at Office Depot. You have already made the most strategic impression, buying an iPod mini with your sister. I'm going to seduce you like you've never been seduced? What is the next step? Writing your parents on a coupon for out-of-stock printer ink? Are you also deadly-looking living with your parents? You are a fucking dork. Seduce this. Shut the fuck up. P.S. Did you really say Flip Chick?
Okay, first of all, what has she got against
the
iPod? The
puh is not going to come through because you've got a puff filter.
I'm going to pseudo the P hyphen. First of all, what has she got? I mean,
off the magic dragon.
Itch leaves.
It is enough guard.
I don't understand why she was knocking the iPod.
Yeah, I think she was that knocking, disturbs me. She obviously is ridiculously stupid.
I think she was knocking the buying it with his sister.
He should so be what? Proud to be buying an iPod with anyone.
That's right. You could bring homeless people into the Apple store. Shop all you want. They'll make more.
They will.
And what's wrong with hitting on someone there? Because they've got furniture. Those big cushy chairs, desktops. I say it's an invitation to get ugly. And by ugly, I mean naked.
Get ready for bed.
This isn't the reaction I expected.
Oh, I was just going to say that she's got an awfully big attitude and trying to, you know, put him down for picking someone up at Office Depot. Hi, you work at Office Depot.
Hell, we know that wasn't really her. That was somebody who just happened to read the missed connection.
It's probably a man.
Probably.
Pretending to be a boyfriend.
Although tranny. I will say that, tranny. somebody who describes themselves as having Angelina's lips and then scary brown eyes or something to that effect doesn't really get me going.
I think it might have said poo colored. I had poo colored brown eyes.
Oh, that's so much better. There's a guy in Arlington Heights who I affectionately refer to as Mr. Poo Poo.
Mr. Poo Poo.
Because on several occasions, through one instant messenger or another, he has solicited that I take a picture of the toilet after having used it and sent it to him. And I'm like, you're disgusting. Go away. You make me sick. It's just ridiculous. Apparently he does this all over. And some people comply and some people obviously think he's nuts and refer to him as Mr. Poo-Poo amongst their friends. With my filter.
Isn't that how you found out that nickname?
No, I named him Mr. Ooh-Ooh.
Oh, okay.
It's poo-poo Mr. without poo-poo. The filter.
Well, if you can stand one more story containing poo, I was recently introduced to the... This is John, by the way.
thank you for clarifying.
Butter.
I was recently introduced to the concept of the poo dollar.
I've never heard of that.
You haven't either, Dina?
No. Educate us.
I, Justin, have never heard of the
poo dollar. I state your name.
Well, the poo dollar apparently is where you take a dollar bill and...
I just know this is going to be gross.
There are two ways to approach it. You can either take a poo and wipe yourself with the dollar and then leave it in a public space somewhere for somebody to pick up.
Because cheap bastards would be like, a dollar!
Or you could take a poo and put the dollar on top of your pile. In the toilet for some poor bastard to pick up. And I was introduced to this, and I unfortunately would be the most likely to pick up a poo dollar and yes, not you know would. It.
Poor Canadians. They couldn't do it with the loony.
A poo loony?
Right.
A loony toony poony.
Currency talk. With Justin, Dina, and John.
Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Poonies.
You and I. I was thinking in my car the other day, which I do sometimes.
You were thinking of your car?
In my car.
Oh.
WWJJDD. What would Justin, John, and Dina do?
I love it.
I want an armband, rather.
I want a t-shirt.
Oh, we can get you a t-shirt.
WWJJDD.
You say them both twice.
WWJJDD.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, I love it.
We could have our own brand of merchandise.
And then people could steal it and go to hell with our preet.
Burn in hell, our preet. This is the 10th anniversary. Burn in hell.
What have you been drinking?
Oh, not enough.
Ice Mountain.
Heard that. Oh, this is delightful.
Natural spring water.
There ain't nothing natural about this.
Dina and I were discussing on the way here.
I'm sorry, and you are?
This is John. Dina and I.
He hates that, but it'll help you all out.
We're discussing on the way here.
We were disgusting, too.
Yes, we were burping, pooing, poo-dollaring.
I made $10.
In no wonder pennies. It stinks in here.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, Justin, the eBay incident where a gentleman was selling a whistling tea kettle that was chrome, and he took a picture of it while in the nude, and his reflection was in the chrome?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, she and I were recollecting that, and although that was not me selling that teapot, I do own that tea kettle.
And that man's body resembles yours a little bit.
And that man's body resembles mine. And I'm thinking, God, Someday, that could be me.
Except for he had much smaller nuts.
That's true.
You have enormous
testicles.
Balls.
Yeah, they're like two eggs in a rubber sack.
Rubber sack?
She's your wife, you rubber sack.
Oh, good time.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, we have had quite an active week on the communication front.
Communique.
Incommunicato. So maybe we should do some howdy-do's.
Howdy-do's.
We're sending out our weekly howdy-do's.
John forgets the word to the howdy-do
I do.
Song.
I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. Let's see. We've got some emails. Actually, before we put a call out to our friends down under, our Aussies, we got an email or two or three. Actually, we ended up having quite a lengthy conversation with Dan, who is the teacher down in the land of Oz.
And who I assume to be sexy simply because his name is Dan, which is about a whole nother email, too.
Yes, and I was unknowingly, for a little while, talking to a Dan that the two of you work with. And I asked him if he was sexy.
Sexy mofo.
And then he turns out to be straight, which dashed my hopes and dreams.
Oh, don't worry. I think, you know, he's getting to the point now. He's looking for an easy whore. If he doesn't find one quickly enough, you might just get a call.
Well, Dan, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to try and set you up with the nasty bitch that lives on my floor, because she did look easy.
If you're a nasty, easy bitch, Skype us.
Oh, we'll have got a hot guy for you.
So we've been talking to Jimmy McBean this week in the emails, and then we found out that our Ryan from last week was actually Jimmy McBean, which I felt terrible because I've listened to his podcast before, but I hadn't heard it in a while, so.
I'm sorry I called you Ryan, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Take it back, John.
I've had some lengthy, interesting, very entertaining conversations with Robert Barry as well. RetroCrush.com. Love him. He's
a hoot.
He is a hoot and a holler.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't give that kind of praise to just anybody.
I have not heard Dina give somebody a hoot and a holler.
On a howdy-do.
On a howdy-do in a long time.
Never. Not in at least 10 episodes.
Not in the last 10 episodes.
Well, we've had a couple more communications with Paul, too.
Paul, yes.
Who has commented our website a couple of times.
Yes, we love the comments on the website. We love anything, really.
Yeah, we really, and we respond.
We do. I think we do a good job. And I don't think we've mentioned it before, but we might as well, since this is starting to become a popular way of interacting with our listeners. We all do have instant AIM screen names.
I might have a little trouble with mine.
You'll never see John is what that
basically
means.
So you could reach Justin or myself
at DTWF Dina or DTWF Justin.
Now, I know it's tricky because that means you have to spell my name correctly.
DEENA.
Sound it out.
I had to look it up.
He's known me for like 10 years. He's scrambling to get the spelling of my name.
And DTWF John.
That's right.
With no H.
Correct. Leave off the H for savings.
The H is not even there.
Now, Robert Barry was recently featured on the front page of PodcastAlley.com, and he included us in his little mini interview as one of the podcasts he loves. So,
and he only named a few that he listened to regularly. So since we were there, I was quite excited.
I was very excited. So we're
you
getting
still
up
are.
There.
I can see.
I am.
I can tell from right
can
now.
You, can you tell,
you.
By the way, I'm...
You need to cover that up, please.
Sorry. Any other howdy-do's we need to send out?
Well, we've already discussed that Rose contacted us again. I'm sorry again for not emailing and telling Rose.
For not signing the email. That's the problem.
And then, oh, I forgot. We did get an email from David in Chicago who says that he loves us. He also helped to identify, along with Mike Hipp, podcastsoup.net. Mike, we love you.
Yes, and Mike, that is an official mention of the site. I know that in the past, Podcast Soup has come out of my mouth, and you've been like, if that's a little acknowledgement to me, I love you, but I can't quite tell. It truly is one of the most fabulous compilations. I will say that I love it. It is insightful, and the fact that he does all that shit, because that's a lot of damn work.
That is a lot.
Very impressive.
Time. Thank you very much. We love you.
We heart you.
We heart love pets.
We got anything else? Are we
heart love pets? I just want to explain that when John and I lived together. I know.
Back in band camp.
We lived near an apartment complex that had signs that were, you know, on stakes in the ground, and they said, "We heart love." I mean, they had the shape of the heart, love pets. And I was like, well, that's very redundant. Two things piss me off. One is when something is professionally printed and the printer doesn't have the guts to tell the consumer, yeah, you spelled this wrong. Really makes me angry. Secondly, the misuse of apostrophes really pisses me off. Like, for example, if you're going to make a plural acronym, for example, when, you know, if you were going to say something like the, give me an acronym, please.
Cats for sale.
Okay, that's
what is
not...
that an acronym of?
Oh, acronym. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the
apostrophe.
This is
the English thing. Degree holder, by the way.
I have an English degree. This is John.
Regardless and irregardless, because it's a word all the way abhorrent. It makes me angry when you'll get something like an apostrophe S to show, you know, just plural of an acronym.
Well, yeah, but even regular words that are pluralized are done with apostrophe S a lot of times, and that irritates me.
Oh.
That's why I said cats for sale. It's because C-A-T apostrophe S, people would notch.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we were doing Howdy Do's, there was a voicemail that I wanted to play that I completely forgot about. And that is from Jason. We gave Jason some shit last week because we hadn't heard from him. And he's been in the air.
Touring the Great 13.
Ooh, look at you. You're an airplane.
I am an airplane.
Provinces and territories is the Great 13.
Today's Canadian History Lesson brought to you by...
Hey, I have watched a lot of shit on the CBC, okay?
Oh, huh. You were talking about Toonies anyway.
Okay, you're right. I started it.
We still need to go to Toronto.
Toronto. I think we should do the great tour.
Of Church Street.
I had a blast when I was there. So, let's play a voicemail.
Hey there, DTWF. My tongue is all tied because I've had a cocktail already. It's Jason Cullen, and I just heard you guys giving me shit for falling off the face of the earth. I was in Ottawa on holidays for a couple weeks and just kind of laid low. Anyway, just wanted to give you guys a quick shout and say hi, and we'll talk to you later. As for favorite drink, let's see if it comes in a bottle, and it's gin, rum, beer, wine, porto. I'll drink it. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye.
So that was Jason. And he called back, and we had asked him for some fun stories, and he gave us a story. I am going to try, though, to coordinate so that we can actually have him on the show.
That would be fabulous.
I would love to have him. John, do you agree?
I think he'd be fun.
Well, good. Then we're all in agreement. We're going to try and work that out, and we'll get Jason.
Would he mind if I called him a stewardess?
Well, you'd have to ask him, but probably.
He probably wouldn't like that.
I'll ask you when I hear from you.
I think you've this asked him right now, by the way. We could probably expect a comment or a email response.
That is not Justin. Justin did not use the word stewardess.
I often set myself up to receive abuse, so I'm used to it.
And we're happy to deliver.
As always. Okay. Well, I think that we are going to wrap it up for tonight, our 10th episode. It's been so nice working with you guys. I have to say, there are two things that I like about doing this podcast. One is just the opportunity to try and share some laughter and joy with people out there.
Jocularity.
And getting to talk to our fabulous listeners. But the other is getting to spend some time with you guys, because I think it's brought us closer together.
I'd say that prior to our podcast, it would be very hit or miss as to when we would see one another. Basically, if I had a half day on a Friday on my way home from work, I would call Justin. Yeah, lunch yet? You want to go get some food? But other than that, even though John and I work about 30 feet away from one another, if we
vertically.
Could cut through the floor, I never see him really outside of this.
Yeah.
So hey, that is nice.
Good time. Well, we're going to close our show tonight with a little excerpt from our sound check before we started taping.
You know, Listen here, hooker.
I'm a hooker, you know.
I do know.
This is Justin. I'm the hooker.
Justin is the hooker. John is the masochist.
So we're going to give you a little bit of our sound check tonight. And this evening, for the first time, we recorded our three microphones separately. And so you're going to hear a little bit from each microphone, and then I'm assuming I can figure out how to fucking do this shit. I'm going to put it together, but...
Fucking
motherfucking...
Keep it clean. We got kids listening.
There's a reason it's called explicit in iTunes.
That's right. We got to keep that. We got to earn that.
You do don't we just... have an explicit?
Yes.
Well, I don't ever go to iTunes. I go to our website.
Yeah, you would.
I don't have an iPod.
Make our numbers look bad.
All right, bitches. We'll see you next week.
You're still bitches to us.
And we heart love you.
Soft is better than loud. Keep your levels, keep your levels, keep your levels down. I don't want to hear you really loud. Levels are too loud. Your levels are too loud.
Soft is better than loud. Louder levels, keep your levels down.
My face is red. My face is red. My face is red. My face is red. My face is red.
Louder isn't better. Louder is not better. I wish that people could see us, because we look like big doofuses.
Soft is better than loud.
Louder isn't better.
Keep your levels. Keep your levels down.
My face is red. My face is red.
I want to hear you really loud. Because we look like big doofuses.
Your levels are too loud.